ليه ولا يفهم؟
Hi, this is Hafsi Bunu, your host for this show. Thank you for tuning in to Evolve with Hafsi, and I hope you enjoy your time here. On today's episode, we will be doing a dive into my background, who I am, and my reasons for this podcast. Since I can't interview myself, I have here with me none other than Abdul Qadir Kurum, one of my favorite people and also my husband. He has been instrumental on my life journey, he has been a huge support, and he has endured hours and hours of my ramblings. So I couldn't think of a more appropriate person to have on the other end of this interview. Baby.
Thank you, babe, for the warm and kind introduction. It is an honor to be on your podcast, not only as a guest, but kind of a co-host for the first one. And I've had a front seat to your journey, you know, a lot of transformation, particularly spiritually, physically, financially, in the entrepreneurial world, as a mother. And I couldn't be more proud of you on the steps you've taken so far. And really, I look forward to being part of your journey in this podcast. And so to kick us off right here, I think we can get right into it, is, you know, what made you launch this podcast, or what was your inspiration to launch the podcast?
I guess if I had to summarize it, I would say it's because I've lived different types of lives. And so far, my favorite one has been my current life. I feel I'm in a point where my relationship with God is strong, my family is happy, my health is good, my mind is right, my finances are flowing, alhamdulillah, and I have little to no drama. Don't get me wrong, drama will always chase you, but it's your choice to deal with it in the most appropriate way. You don't have to engage in it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is my life didn't become this way by mistake. It was intentional. I made a plan. I worked towards it day to day. I actually actively worked towards it. You don't just fall upon a life that you want. You have to set daily goals and you make sure you review them. And when you do get to those goals, you need to make sure to, again, improve on them. So I guess I want to live in a Nigeria where I can go out freely, enjoy my life without living in the fear of being triggered by something somebody will say or do to me. I want to live in a Nigeria where I can decide that I want to jet off to Maldives for a whole week. And I can because I have my money working right for me. I can because I have a structure in place. I want to know that if tomorrow our economy decides to dwindle further, and it becomes 1,000 naira to $1, I want to know that I will survive it and my life will not crumble because I have hedged my risks well enough and I know that I'll be fine. I want everybody to get to that level of just general happiness, peace, safety, security. I think we all need that. And I think if you're still sitting and hoping that the government will do something for you, then you really haven't been paying attention.
But that's a very interesting take, and you know, I think the key theme what I'm hearing is self-improvement and everyone getting better regardless of what they decide to do. And so let's take it back a little so your audience know how you got here. Can you give them an insight to who is Hafsi?
I like to talk, but somehow I find it really weird that I'm talking about myself. So my government name is Hafsat Bunu, but I struggle to pronounce Hafsat, so I say Hafsi. Everybody calls me Hafsi anyway. I was born in Maiduguri, Borno. My father's Kanuri, my mother's Shua. I'm semi-fluent in Kanuri. I lived in Maiduguri till I was about 5. Then I moved to Abuja, where I did my primary and secondary school there. Then I went off to Cambridge and then University College London, where I studied chemical engineering. And after that, I moved back to Nigeria, started my first business. I started an event company, and then I started, I semi-started a property development company, which has been very slow and taking off. But alhamdulillah, we're about to start our first project. Life happens, you know. But yeah, and then I started a gift business as well, the Gift Concierge. Follow us on Instagram, Kaim Events, Gift Concierge, Kaim Living. And I'm working on something. Ooh, it's called Kasuk. But I'll post it when it's ready for digestion. I think that's kind of enough about me. What's the next question?
Some good plugs you had for the businesses you're running. So, for our audience, feel free to find my love's businesses on Instagram and follow, and please patronize those businesses. And I'm pretty sure that you will get the best return on your investment. Going back to the topic of our podcast, you mentioned a few businesses that you started, and what I heard from you is right out of university you went into business, which is usually not the path that most graduates take. You have a higher percentage of graduates usually going into employment. So what led you particularly to take on entrepreneurship right out of university?
It was a very easy decision for me. I knew the Nigeria that I was coming back to. I know Nigeria isn't a place where you have fantastic opportunities sitting and waiting for you. Don't get me wrong, some people do get lucky, but on average, you don't get those fantastic opportunities. I still have friends that graduated 10 years ago that still don't have jobs, and I wasn't about to come home and cry over a job I couldn't get. I believed I needed to make an opportunity for myself. I mean, at the end of the day, why would I want to commit 8 hours of my day to enriching somebody else, to empowering somebody else when I knew my capabilities and I knew that if I committed and I put in the work that I would be able to make as much, if not more. And alhamdulillah, today I'm happy to say there are days when I work just 2 hours, there are days when I work more than 8 hours, but at the end of the day, I'm making much more than I would in a 9 to 5. I have the freedom of my time, I can travel when I want. I can sleep when I want. I love to sleep. But you know, it wasn't something that I got full on support for. My dad wanted me to work in an oil company. Oh, you're a chemical engineer, you come back, you go work in a company, you know? So he was a bit hesitant. My mom, on the other hand, was always go for it. If you want to do it, do it. And alhamdulillah, I think she has shaped the person that I am. She has had the most impact. Hands down, she has had the most impact into making me who I am, because I have never been scared of failing, because I've had that confidence, that support always pushing me forward. You know, there's this for my 25th birthday, my cousin Hilu, she printed out fake money, $100 bills with my picture in it, and my mom, I gave it to my mom and I was like, oh, you know, look at your daughter and money, and she laughed, but then she also still went on to say, you know, inshallah, you can do it. That's the type of mother that I have. Of course, I'm not trying to be on money, but the point is, that is the level of confidence that she has in me. And believe me, if today I did get on a $100 bill by some miracle of God, she wouldn't be surprised. She would just be proud. And yeah, she's behind it all for me, alhamdulillah. If you're listening, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Daddy, I love you too.
That's very interesting, and I like your perspective about empowering yourself and not putting your financial future and even your life in the hands of an employer and enriching them. Why not create the value for yourself? And so, just taking that back to and linking it to the businesses you have, and just overall, what are some of your goals, short term? And we can start off with your short-term goals. So, what are some of the short-term goals you have for yourself? And once we're done with that conversation, we can get into your long-term goals. Oh, and feel free if you want to lead into that conversation to long-term goals.
I'd say my short-term goal were to attain financial freedom for multiple reasons. I was fortunate enough to be born to a well-to-do family. I had a fantastic provider for a father who ensured that we were never lacking or wanting for anything. You know, he tried to equip us with as many advantages to get as far in life as possible, and that's something I will forever be grateful to him for. Now, but despite that, when I came out of university, the first thing that I wanted to be able to do was be less of a burden to him. I also wanted to reach a point where I could say to my parents, you know, mommy, daddy, take a break. The next decade is on me. Now, wouldn't that be a dream? So even when I got married, where I had you, and I still live off of you, but then it's still so important for me to know that I'm financially stable. Because God forbid, if tomorrow you decided you wanted nothing to do with me, I need to know that I can actually survive. I will still be able to live a comfortable life, regardless of you, regardless of my parents. So now that I've achieved that level of financial freedom, my goals going forward are to be less selfish. I want to be able to spread that everything that I've learned. I want to be able to make an impact in people's lives. So even if I can't change the world or even the country, I can at least make a difference in one person's life. And I challenge everybody listening, pull one person along. Find a person in your immediate circle and pull them in. One of my favorite sayings is, you give a man fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man how to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. Let's get in the habit of teaching people how to fish. Inspire someone. You don't need to be Mark Zuckerberg to start the next Facebook. You really just have to be a regular Hafsi. If you're listening in on this podcast, I would say you're already halfway there. So believe in yourself, because I surely believe in you.
That's actually really cool, and I like the idea of having goals that are broader and bigger than us. Is I think we get better satisfaction when we impact other people, and so that leads me to how often do you would you like to have interactions on your podcast? And what type of interactions should we be looking forward to as being part of the Evolving Hafsi community?
I don't think anybody just wants to listen to me go on about my views. I, for one, am not interested in just hearing what I have to say. I'm trying to learn. So, a lot of our guests will be specialized in certain areas that we'll be discussing. For example, next week we're bringing on someone to talk about the basics of financial literacy. While I do have some knowledge of financial literacy, he brings a totally different perspective. His business is in the cryptocurrency, crypto market space. So he's giving a set of eyes and views that I wouldn't be, that I'm not privy to, because I haven't worked in that space. Yes, I've lightly invested in that space, but I know little compared to what he does. So for those subjects, I'm going to bring my views on financial literacy, combine it with his more experienced views. He's a very seasoned entrepreneur, so I think that you'll all enjoy listening to him and what he has to say and how you can grow your money, because I know everybody wants to grow their money. I hope you'll enjoy it. I guess the more you listen, the more you'll understand the patterns and the types of people we bring on for the specific topics we'll be discussing.
So, babe, how often or how frequent will you be releasing your podcast?
So I'm doing the podcast in a season format. Each season will have about 12 episodes, and I'll try to release an episode every week. But I'm not too sure how closely together each season will be. For now, I'm kind of just gonna go with the flow and do as much as my time permits me, because I am quite busy with my businesses, my baby, my full-time husband. But like I said, I'll try to every week.
It looks like we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you once again for the honor of being your first guest and your interviewer. I'm so proud of you, and I'm proud of the journey you're embarking on, and I look forward to being part of it. Maybe if you can give us a few words to close the session.
Thank you so much to everyone that has tuned in. I appreciate all the support I've been getting from everybody, and I hope that you enjoy your time here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to stay updated with new episodes. I will be leaving you with some money affirmations to help inspire and open your mind to receive the lessons that will come in our next episode. Number one, forget everything you learned about money as a kid. Say to yourself, I am rich in health, wealth, joy, and happiness. Money is my friend. I am aligned with the energy of wealth and abundance. The world is bursting with opportunities. I am working on the future I deserve. I am worthy.